This is Sunday morning. This is June 23rd, 2019. This is a teaching called God Honors What We Say, for Good or Evil. Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it reap the fruit of it. Amplified says, for death or for life. So we can look around us, everywhere we look, people are receiving death or life. God is honoring what we say. Our world is a result of words, good words and bad words. God's words are only good, producing His desired outcome. And I read you Isaiah 55:11 in the Prophet's Corner Uncut previous to this teaching. He said, His words don't return void. It doesn't matter when He speaks them, they come to pass, whether it's 400 years or 2 weeks. His word doesn't return void. God has given us, mankind, the say. It's been so since the very beginning. Genesis 1:26. God said, let us Father, Son, and Holy Spirit make mankind in our image after our likeness, and let them have complete authority over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the tame beast, over all the earth, and over everything that creeps upon the earth. So God created man in His own image. In the image and likeness of God, He created him. Male and female, He created them. And God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, subdue it. Using all its vast resources in the service of God and man, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and over every living creature that moves upon the earth. So God gave authority, man authority, to speak like He spoke. He was created in God's image. For some, this is good news, but to others, it's not so good. Especially if they got a mouth that is negative. Have you ever been around somebody negative? It's real difficult to even listen to them because they're so negative. Okay, Matthew 18:18. Truly I tell you, whatever you forbid and declare to be improper and unlawful on earth must be what is already forbidden in heaven. And whatever you permit and declare proper and lawful on earth must be what is already permitted in heaven. Again, I tell you, if two of you on earth agree about whatever they may ask, it will come to pass and be done for them by my Father in heaven. So what's he saying here? Whatever you say down here, I'm backing you up. Whether it's for good or whether it's for bad. Because I've given man the say. Okay. Whatever we agree on, God backs it up. He doesn't have to like it, but he's already set that down in Genesis 1. I've heard people say, you'll never know anything about your future until you see your beginning. Genesis, the beginning. And it's true. The whole earth is working off of what happened in Genesis today. Okay, Genesis 2:19. Now to the ground, the Lord God formed every beast and living creature of the field and every bird of the air and brought them to Adam to see what he would call them. And whatever Adam called every living creature, that was its name. And Adam gave names to all the livestock and to the birds of the air and to every beast of the field. So he called whatever he wanted, and that's what it was. It didn't matter if God thought, well, I got a better name for it. Okay, you get the picture here. This is why we, or mankind, cannot ever blame God for anything, because he left that responsibility up to us. In the Old Testament, men spoke and God honored it. Elijah, Joshua, David, just to name a few. Okay, so we're going to look at James chapter 5 at Elijah. You know, when you're programmed positively, there's not anything that can stop you. There's not anything that would be impossible for you to do. Unfortunately, this world system is all negative. And a lot of us have spent years just trying to get out of the negativity and get it turned around and coming back the other direction to try to cancel out all the negatives been spoken. It's a process. That's what the renewing of the mind is all about. Okay, this is James 5:17. Elijah was a human being with a nature such as we have. And he prayed earnestly for it not to rain, and no rain fell on the earth for 3 years and 6 months. Then he prayed again, and the heaven supplied rain, and the land produced its crops. So God heeded the voice of a man. It rained. It didn't rain, and then it rained. Okay? Joshua 10. Y'all need to learn these. You know why? Because we're going to be doing this. We're going to be speaking to weather. We're going to be speaking to this and speaking to that. We're going to be changing laws. We're going to be doing all kinds of things. You know, these deep state people, they just really don't have a chance, do they? Satan don't have a chance. He's just too demented to realize it, but he doesn't have a chance. Not when the sons of God start showing up, start speaking, just like their father spoke. Okay, this is Joshua 10:11. As they fled before Israel, while they were descending to Beth-horon, the Lord cast great hailstones from the heavens on them as far as Azekah, killing them. More died because of the hailstones than the Israelites slew with the sword. Doing my flat earth study, I came across scriptures that talk about he has storehouses with hailstones. See, he's ready to do battle for us, but we have taken it into our own hands to fight our own battles down here and made a mess of everything. I said, let them fly, Lord, let them fly. And Joshua spoke to the Lord on the day when the Lord gave the Amorites over to the Israelites, and he said in the sight of Israel, sun, be silent and stand still at Gibeon, and you moon in the valley of Ajalon. And the sun stood still. The moon stayed until the nation took vengeance upon their enemies. Is not this written in the book of Jasher? So the sun stood still in the midst of the heavens and did not hasten to go down for about a whole day. That's why I think they mess with their Bibles. I think Jasher belongs in this Bible just like Enoch does, and so does Jubilees. They all tell about the Genesis account. There's so many parallels. Yep. Okay, Joshua 14, verse 10. And now, behold, the Lord has kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years since the Lord spoke this word to Moses while the Israelites wandered in the wilderness. And now, behold, I am this day 85 years old. Yet I am as strong today as I was the day Moses sent me. As my strength was then, so is my strength now for war to go out and to come in. So now give me this hill country of which the Lord spoke that day. For you heard then how the Anakim were there and that the cities were great and fortified. If the Lord will be with me, I shall drive them out just as the Lord said. So we see Caleb, he's talking about what God promised him 45 years earlier, or 40 years earlier, that I'll just be just as strong and go in and whip them just, you know, at 85 like I would have at 40. Okay. That's the way we need to think about things. We don't need to think, well, you know, I'm getting old, you know, and I hear people talk like that. It just makes me cringe. Well, you know what happens. I've heard people say, you know what, are they like, you know, most old people, they get senile and all that. You know, I'm just going, leave me out of your statistics because I refuse to go down that hell hole. Isaiah, God don't think that way. He's the one that lets you live till you're satisfied, and then he lets you call in your family and say, okay, I'm going to leave you this, and you need to do that, and let's set it all up. See you later. Bye. I'm out of here. That's the way God does things. This is Isaiah 38:8. This is Hezekiah when the king of Assyria was coming against his city. And the Lord spoke to him and said, I'm going to deliver you. Let's look at verse 6. And I will deliver you in this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city. And this will be the sign to you from the Lord that the Lord will do this thing that he has spoken. Behold, I will turn the shadow on the steps or degrees, which has gone down on the steps or sundial of Ahaz, backward 10 steps or degrees, and the sunlight turned back 10 steps on the steps on which it had gone down. So Hezekiah had the choice. Either he could do one way or the other. He could go forward or go backward. And he told the Lord, let's go back. It's the way the Lord works. Okay, Job chapter 22. Verse 28. You shall decide. You shall also decide and decree a thing, and it shall be established for you, and the light shall shine upon your ways. See, God set it in motion. He left it totally up to man. You can tell. You can tell. Good or bad, the seed is sown, and everything produces after its kind. Words, they're seeds. All right, back to Genesis 1, verse 11. God said, let the earth bring forth vegetation, plants yielding seed, and fruit trees yielding seed, whose seed is in itself, each according to its kind upon the earth, and it was so. The earth brought forth vegetations, plant yielding seed according to their own kinds, and trees bearing fruit in which was their seed, each according to its kind, and God saw that it was good, and he approved it. So God wants seed to produce after its own kind, what he has ordained, not hybrids, not messing with genetics, and not messing with things that we should mess with, but the way he set it in order. Everything produces after its kind. If it's not God's kind, if something produces and it's not God's kind, God's not in it. All right, Galatians 6, kind of like homosexuality, I don't care what they do, adopt babies or whatever. Ain't happening. Not God's way. Or transgender saying, okay, now a man can be pregnant because he's a transgender female. No. Or the other way, I said that wrong. He's a female turned into a man, and now this man's pregnant. Yeah, that's what it got it backwards. It's confusing, isn't it? Everything the devil sticks his hand in, it just confuses everything and just brings chaos. God's ways aren't that way. His ways are peaceable, easy to be entreated. You can't hardly wrap your mind around some of this perversion. All right, this is Galatians 6, 7, and 8. Do not be deceived and deluded and misled. God is not will not allow himself to be sneered at. Yeah. You can't blame him, for whatever a man sows, that and that only is what he will reap. For if he sows to his own flesh, that word I had previous, when we do it our own way, do we have any right to stick our finger in God's face and say, this is your fault? Why did you do this? Or why did you allow this to happen? No. For he sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap decay and ruin and destruction. But he sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not, he's encouraging us, let us not lose heart and grow weary in faith and acting nobly and doing right. For in due time and at the appointed season, we shall reap if we do not loosen and relax our courage and faint. So he's telling us, when you do it my way, when you do it the right way, you're going to reap. Don't give up. Don't faint. Sometimes it takes a little time. Okay. So mankind, I've left it up to you to fill the earth with my words. Has the evil one stolen them, or will I find faith on the earth when I come?